This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Anyone who's lived through a natural disaster knows the importance of preparation, and that includes your finances. The first step, of course, is to talk about it, and that is a tough step for a lot of couples. You'll often hear that we should set aside one night a month for discussions of the household budget, but New Orleans financial planner Jude Boudreau thinks that is not often enough. I met up with him a few months ago outside a Starbucks in the Garden District, and I asked him where couples who want to get a grip on their spending should start.
What I recommend for people is that they look at it once a week. If we take all the things in your budget, assume you're spending $5,000 a month, we don't need to track a lot of that because we know it's money that you've already spent. You have a house note, you have a car note, student loans, utilities. You know, we know with pretty good certainty what those regular monthly commitments are. What we do need to look at is what are we going to spend next week and what did we spend last week? You know, are we spending in line with our values? Are we making decisions that we're happy with? Are we communicating as a couple about what each other's spending money on? But if we get to having one 15-minute conversation a week, we should be able to predict with some reasonable certainty what we're going to spend next week.
But here you're saying that people can set aside 15 minutes a week to talk about their finances, which doesn't sound like a lot of time, but there are those who would argue that they don't have the 15 minutes. Plus, you have most couples who never talk about money, much less 15 minutes a week.
Sure.
So how do you get to that point where you're actually going to sit down and do it?
It takes some effort initially to get started in the process. It's going to take a while for you to both get some clarity about what's going on. And, you know, the first couple times you do it, it's going to take a little bit longer. But like most things with practice, it gets easier. As you start to see some of the benefits of it, like we're going to the gym, you don't see the benefits immediately. But if you can keep going and keep doing it regularly, you'll start to feel better about things. You'll start to see the benefits. And budgeting is very much the same way. But using tools like Mint.com, which can automate a lot of the process, pull in your transactions, automatically categorize some things for you. And the benefit of using a tool like that is ultimately over time you can see some trends too. You can go back and look at, you know, I've got almost 2 years worth of data on my personal one. So we can go and look at where our spending has changed over time, where we were spending things last year, where are we spending them this year. And you start to learn more about your own habits and behaviors along with that.
Why do you think money is so hard for us to talk about?
I think money is so hard to talk about in couples in particular because it's, you know, it represents freedom in a lot of ways. It's rare that I work with couples where they both earn exactly the same or pretty close. Usually you have one with a much larger income, one that doesn't. And with that comes a lot of emotional baggage that I don't feel like I have enough say because I don't earn the money. Or, I feel like I earn all the money, why don't I get to have any say? And those could be two people in the same relationship, and yet because they're not having a shared conversation about their values and about what they're trying to accomplish, then they both end up feeling this pull, like my needs aren't being met.
If you are in a relationship and you want to talk about this stuff, but it has never kind of been on the table to talk about, how do you approach that?
That's a great question. Occasionally you run across couples and the money beliefs are very compatible and things just kind of flow and work, and that's wonderful. However, that's not most people. Often there's, you know, opposites attract. There's no getting around it. 90% of the couples I've ever worked with, one was a spender, one was a saver. I think just having the courage to bring it up and take some initial steps, to have some conversations around your goals and, you know, what if we could do anything in the world, what would we do if money wasn't a concern? I think that's a great place to start. We can start from abundance and start to have a conversation around that. Sometimes things will come up that wouldn't otherwise, we may never ever talked about with our spouse or partner. And so we can use that as a starting point for helping us live those things and actually make meaningful progress towards those really important goals and those things that we're really about as a person.
Jude Boudreau, thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And Jude is a certified financial planner and the founder of Upper Line Financial Planning in New Orleans.